The body's expression. Our bodies manifest the pain our words cannot contain. 1. When my son was an infant, I couldn't express my milk and grew engorged. My soft flesh turned stony, any touch excruciating, no cure but ice. I wept with longing to be home nursing, bathroom pumping a one-day outlet that made me miss more the antidote I craved, which was not expression by pump, but my baby back in my arms, on my breast longer than 6 weeks. My latest maternal pain also turns me to stone. Still not expression I want, just my baby back. Instead, my body finds new outlets. Motion keeps the pain at bay, the herniated disc, the blade-divided heart, both muted by distraction. Only when I stand still do grief's pincers seize my lower back, clamp the spot where my neck meets my shoulder, rip my meal back out through my gasping mouth. The miracle is I will be able to absorb my son's death, just not all at once. My breasts had one day to dry up, don armor, get back to a job they didn't want. What lies beneath them, my enlarged heart, is a damaged muscle. She won't work well against her will. Even pumping double time, she can't fill, then empty, in so great a hurry. The needle is in, but speeding the plunger would kill me. Sometimes I still need the walls to hold me up. I've been making my way delicately, one memory at a time, trying to digest all the moments that brought us here, chewing each misstep mindfully, remembering to breathe between bites so the glass is smooth when it goes down, so I can forgive each choice I made. Sometimes I forget to pace myself, and the whole truth rushes in at once, every mistake I made playing at warp speed on the zoetrope in my head, until my body rejects the rushing influx forcefully enough to scare me. My stiff neck asks how it can ever turn easily to face this full on. I've been crawling out of my skin, wishing to be out of this body before the full brunt bears down. No wonder I tear tiny wounds, scratching at the backs of my hands. However saddled, here I am. The 6 weeks this body fed my son are the only ones I will ever get. The lifetime I have left in this body is all the time I'll ever have to love him with every cell. For that alone, I must continue. 2. To satisfy my worried wife, to keep the will to live this life, I smooth on creams, take medicines, see doctors, even though I know there is nothing left they can fix. What can a stranger do to treat the wind rush of pain I breathe in upon waking? When my heart presses out until the membranes near rupture, it's up to me to release air from the valve by breathing in, then out, all day. I look at lists of fears my son's sponsor ordered him to write. That God is a lie, I tell myself, that I will die without doing anything I hoped to get done. I resolve to write a list of hopes instead, just as soon as hope comes back to me.